We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Michael, good morning.
Joe, good morning. It's great to be with you.
Hey, now, we know you're going to make your announcement tomorrow, but looking at the county executive race, obviously on the other side, you have Mark Pullenkars, who was first elected my senior year of college, and Nate McMurray running in that primary. What are the GOP's, you know, goals going to this election in November to try to unseat the incumbent?
Well, I think we have an outstanding opportunity. Certainly, I think that Mark Pullenkars has worn out his welcome with the people of Erie County. He's been in county government for almost 20 years. He's got a primary. He sort of limped into this race. You know, I think Mark recognized he's got more of a record to run from than run on. He seemed to look for another job outside of county government. Wasn't able to find one from his friend, Kathy Hochul. And here he is now sort of going with plan B, a run for re-election, and he's got a spirited primary with the ever-colorful Nate McMurray, and I don't think he should take that for granted. But that puts us in a great position with a fresh-faced candidate who can provide a new direction for county government and take on the county executive or Nate McMurray should he succeed in his primary.
Now, we've learned it will be Chrissy Cacilio-Bloom. You guys will make that announcement tomorrow. But will there be a Republican primary? We know there will be one on the other side. Will we be expecting one on the GOP side?
Well, I'm excited to officially make our announcement public or endorsement public tomorrow. But as you noted, we do have a candidate that we're excited to get behind. I don't anticipate us having a Republican primary. I think our party wants to be unified to take on this serious fight against Mark Pullenkars or Nate McMurray because we have got to get him out of county government. The last several years, he's been focused on serving his political pals, not the people of Erie County. And look where we are. We are still short 25,000 jobs coming out of the pandemic. The nation has recovered. Erie County has not. Why is that? Because our county executive is more focused on punishing small businesses and helping out the people in his political orbit and not focused on supporting our local economy.
You mentioned the pandemic, Michael. What kind of effect will that have on this campaign? How much will the pandemic be brought up going into November to talk about the county executive's record?
Well, what I would really look at is not so much looking backwards as it relates to the pandemic, but looking forwards. What is the county executive doing to get us out of, the economic mess that he created during the pandemic? You know, you remember, it wasn't that long ago, he was going after small businesses. We lagged behind our county, surrounding counties in reopening. He didn't necessarily follow the rules that he put in place, but he put these onerous rules on businesses. Okay, so they sacrificed. They tried to get us through the pandemic. What have we done since to support them, to thank them for the sacrifice that they've made? Nothing. And that's why we're looking at an outsider, somebody with business experience, somebody who has a young family, who knows what it's like to struggle here in Erie County under Mark Pullenkars' leadership, to take this community in a new direction.
You speak of a new candidate, a fresh face in county politics. But, you know, obviously over the last few months, we've heard names like Chris Jacobs, Mickey Kearns, Ed Rath. These individuals, did they put their name out there for county executive race? How did that selection work out?
I've had conversations with all those individuals. They're all outstanding Republicans and public servants. I think this presented us an opportunity to put somebody new forward. And while I think all of those individuals have outstanding leadership abilities, this is a contrast race. We need to try and put forward new leadership, take this county into a new direction. And I think the county Republican Party has coalesced around a candidate that represents that.
You know, I talked about this earlier this week. I was in for David Bellavia, and I talked about the turnout in the last election, right? Less than half of registered voters voted for the county executive race. You know, I look at that as the Republican chairman. That's got to be an opportunity where, hey, if we can get, you know, the Republican Party, which is outnumbered in Erie County, out in an election that doesn't get half of the voters, what is your push, the party's push, to get voters to the polls this year compared to 2019?
Oh, I think our party is excited to get rid of Mark Poloncarz, and certainly if it's Nate McMurray, even more so. You know, we had 200 people out in Orchard Park yesterday coming out on an icy Saturday morning who are just to get ready to get engaged in the political process. There's a ton of energy. You know, we're trying to bring new life into this party, fresh faces, new ideas, be open and inclusive, and run on a message of turning around the county, really putting the people back in charge, not the politicians. So I think people are going to resonate with that. I think that excitement factor is on our side. You know, you look at the infighting going on the Democratic side where you got, you know, Nate McMurray, you know, making secret recordings of meetings and the bickering and the, you know, childish back and forth. We don't need that county government. We need, you know, people to get involved. And I think, you know, average people, and that's really what we're putting forward here. We're putting forward a candidate who represents, you know, the very best of this community.
So when this is announced tomorrow, what would you say the three main things the Republican Party will be running on against either Mark Poloncarz or Nate McMurray going into November this election season?
I think we're going to be running on making creating jobs here in this community, making this community more affordable, and making this community safer. These are the issues. You know, you talk to voters, whether it's here in Erie County or around the state, these are the issues that people are concerned about, and our current county executive doesn't do anything about it. You know, he put out a fancy video when he announced his reelection campaign, you know, with very little fanfare, you know, claiming to have done all these things. He wants to paint a pretty rosy picture of the local economy. That doesn't square with reality. We still lag behind the rest of the nation in recovery post-pandemic. You know, you've got the Elmwood Village having meetings this week to talk about the crime in their communities. What's he doing about it? He lives in that neighborhood. Nothing. So I think we've got a lot to run on, and I think having a fresh face who understands these problems, who deals with them, who's out in the community working with small businesses is going to give our candidate a great opportunity to have credibility on these important issues that matter to Erie County taxpayers.
Hey, Michael, before I let you go, something else I wanted to get your comment on. We heard last week of the accusations made against Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what I will say is, no doubt this is, you know, was an attempt to sort of smear Mickey's name ahead of, you know, petition season. No doubt, I think Mark Poloncarz has viewed Mickey Kearns with, you know, as a potential rival, and the timing of it, you know, was pretty clear what the intention was. But Mickey's a darn good public servant. He's out there trying to put make the public aware of the services that are available to veterans, where you can find access to the DMV conveniently. So for Mark Poloncarz and Kevin Hardwick to attempt to, you know, do a political hatchet job on Mickey, the voters see through it. I see through it. And frankly, shame on them.
And last question, you know, going into the election, especially an odd year election like this, 2023, it's, you know, ballot down. What are some other elections that the Republican Party is keeping their eyes on going into this off year election?
Obviously, we've got county legislative seats. We endorsed yesterday Republican candidates in 9 of the 11 legislative districts around Erie County. We've got important town elections. I'm very excited about the opportunities we have in places like Cheektowaga, Lancaster, Hamburg, reelecting Gary Dixon in the town of West Seneca. So these odd year elections are really the foundational years for the Republican Party. This is where we build the bench of future leaders of our party, and I'm excited about the opportunities that we have really all across the county.
Hey, Michael, appreciate you joining us this morning, and we look forward to the announcement tomorrow.
Great to be with you, Joe. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.